to, that word according to, is measured by, coming down from a standard. So you ordered the routine functioning of your life, the routine walk of your life, your walk of life was according to a standard, was measured by a standard of the, now it says course. That word course is the word age. Now those with interlinears, you can follow me. It says age there. It says the age of the quality of this world. The word course of this age, course of this world is the age of the quality of this world. According to the measurement, the standard of the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that now energizes in the sons of disobedience. The word children is sons. The sons of disobedience are greater than the hoi polloi that's in the world. The sons of disobedience are the mature sons, these ones who are Satan's masterpieces. These are the leaders in the world system. They can be governmental leaders, but they're primarily religious leaders. And these religious energized masterpieces of Satan, these guys who dress up and sit in the pulpits and go to these pastor retreats, like I said, and they wear these crosses and everything else, and they look so good, and they talk about love and all of this other stuff, and they talk about the prosperity gospel. They're energized by Satan. Most of them are tares planted in the church. They look good. They sound good. They smell good. They have all of these things. They're nice people. But they're energized by Satan. And these leaders in the world system, political and religious, they're the ones who energized by Satan that everybody else in the world system march according to their tune. The prince in power of the air that's manipulating all of these things, he runs the world system. And the age is of the quality of this world system. The age and the world system have some characteristics that overlap each other at this time. So back to 1 John, it says the lust concerning the eyes, and I did give you a chart that's kind of like, yeah, this one. This present evil age is a platform that we're on, and in this evil age, there's a god of this age. Satan is the god of this age. This age is an anti-God kind of an age. God is teaching by negative example what he's not like. I am not like Satan at all. And what is Satan doing? He's a Pani-Ras evil malignant one. His works are designed to influence others in a Pani-Ras evil way, to get them to practice the same kind of things that are evil that he's doing. What does he do in this age? This age has a God. It has princes of this age. That's found in Corinthians. And when you get to it, it also teaches that there's no absolutes. We're going to look at this in Corinthians. It has the disputer of this age. If you have a disputer, that word has the idea of debating, of argument. And so in the disputer of this age, there's no absolutes. They believe that maturity comes around by us discussing things. Okay, you have your opinion, I have my opinion. Let's discuss it. We'll look at it. Paul talks about this in Galatians. In about the second chapter, I think, he says when he came back from his missionary journey and he came to Antioch and he found these legalizers that were in there and they were upsetting things. And they said, well, we're from James and we're of notoriety and we're of importance. He says, Paul says, I don't know who you are. And he calls them tinos, certain ones. He doesn't say they're believers. He said, I don't know what they are. They're certain ones. And when he got back, those guys said, come on, let's talk about it, Paul. You're saying we just live by grace. We're saying that you live by grace, but you have law in with that. And Paul says, no, to these ones I did not submit myself, no, not for 1 hour. You know what that means? They said, come on, let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. That's your opinion. You ought to give us some time and hear our opinion, and maybe we can grow together, disputer of this age. It says we can put together, pool our wisdom, And then we can grow together by pooling our wisdom. And there's no absolutes. But Paul says, I did not submit to them, no, for 1 hour. Basically, what does that mean? We have nothing to talk about. They say, come on, be reasonable. Come on, man, be reasonable. Come on, talk with us for a little bit. At least hear us out. We've got nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Thus saith the Lord, here it is. It's written in the New Testament. I know what it is. We've got nothing to talk about. End of story. I don't submit myself to you one bit. But the disputer says, that's unreasonable. You're not a reasonable person. We should sit down and be able to discuss this because there's, you see, under the disputer of this age, there's no absolute. We believe in absolute. We believe in that God chose every word. And it's not what you think or what I think or what, it's what the scripture says. We take it literally. But with the disputer of the age, oh, that's your interpretation. But there can be other interpretations. There's other viewpoints. Why don't we talk about it? Let's debate it a little bit. No, not for 1 hour. No, we got nothing to talk about. This is what it says. You're not entitled to your opinion. You say, oh. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. No, you're not. Who says you are? Who says you're entitled to your opinion? The only opinion is God's opinion. Amen. That's what opinion counts. We got nothing to talk about. This is what it says. Paul said he didn't submit to them, no, not for an hour. No, you're not getting my time. Then finally, the church says there was so much disputing and going on. They said, oh boy, we can't handle this. It's good for the Holy Spirit that we send you to Jerusalem to have this sort of mess sorted out. And they sent Barnabas and Titus and Paul and certain ones to Jerusalem to straighten it out. And you know Acts 15. Okay. The disputer of this age, and this age also teaches, godliness is gain. Now, Satan's been using that kind of a, what's a good word, poppycock, garbage. What?
A ruse.
He's been using that for a long time. He used it with Job. What did they say about Job? Oh, if you're suffering, you must be a sinner. Yeah. God wouldn't do that if you were a good guy. You must be a bad guy. But now Satan is mixing it together with the legalism that sits right hand in hand. And so with the legalism of this world and the view that godliness is gain, in this present evil age, he's peddling that with the world system legalism. Turn to Deuteronomy, and I'm not sure of the chapter. See, I don't have all of this figured out what I'm doing, but some of it. Deuteronomy. Do you guys want to take a break? Because I just keep going, and I don't know enough to stop. Okay, we'll come back. What we're going to do is look at the law and then see how the law works with godliness as gain.